Nada Surf are coming to the Alhambra this Thursday as part of Antigel. Now, they had a massive summer anthem in the 90s. Do you remember this epic?
Once every 2 weeks. And if you see Johnny Football Hero in the hall, tell him he played a great game. Tell him you liked his article in the newspaper.
I'm the party star. I'm popular. I got my own car. I'm popular.
That's the 1996 hit Popular. And honestly, since I found out that they were in Geneva, I've been listening to it on repeat. But they've been releasing albums and touring ever since. Now, when I look back at the 90s, I have a mix of emotion, of nostalgia, and also slight cringe. So I wondered if that was the same for Nada Surf. Here's founding member, guitarist, and frontman, Matthew Cawes.
I'm really happy to say that I look back with happy nostalgia and not with cringe. At all our early stuff, I feel okay with it. You know, I mean, there's the occasional line where I'm like, wow, I was really young and idealistic and naive, but that's fine. It's fine. In fact, on this tour, we've been doing a bunch of much older songs.
Yeah.
And really been enjoying it. So no, I'm lucky. I feel like we got away with a relatively cringe-free early period.
I think so too, and I think that, you know, it's been a really nice revival to go back and listen to like some of the really early stuff in preparation for literally talking to you right now. I want to know what some of your favorite songs to play are though, because I always love knowing what the band is really enjoying jamming to.
Well, you know, whatever we add to the set, it's usually because we want to. You know, there are a few songs that we feel obliged to play, but not in a bad way. You know, I mean, we're here to entertain, so Popular every night, which I still really enjoy. I think it's funny. Always Love, we always play. Inside of Love, we always play. But we just added Telescope to the set, which was the B-side of our first single, and that's been really fun. And one called Bad Best Friend from the Proximity Effect is a lot of fun too. So those are the current playing it for our own affection kind of thing. I mean, there's some that are personal favorites that we don't play, and I sort of, you know, definitely fantasize one day about doing just our own faves.
Yeah.
Tour. There's one called The Future. There's one called The Moon Is Calling. But they're just kind of, I don't know what it is. Not necessarily that they're too obscure, but we're a very happy family, but we don't necessarily all agree about what to play. You know, we find our way to a quorum, or not quorum, to a happy majority.
Talk to me a little bit about some, your lyrics are very philosophical, political. What's the process? Who's writing these?
That's me. And gosh, I don't know. I think like a lot of people, every time I do it, you know, I wonder if I'll be able to again, because I don't know how that happened, you know, but I think that's really common.
Mm.
I don't know. I've gotten a little better at working regularly when I'm not necessarily inspired, you know, not waiting for inspiration. That's been working, because that was before I had a family, I would just wait till I felt like making music, and then I would stay up all night and do that, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that the results were any better, really, or that it was any more efficient, really. So now, you know, I try to spend a couple of hours every day in my little project studio messing around, you know. And then in terms of subject matter, I don't know why. I suppose it's slightly more political and philosophical than it used to be, just a little bit, but that might be because I have a happy, settled romantic life, so I'm no longer writing about looking for love, you know. It used to be such a full-time preoccupation, you know. But my dad was an actual philosopher, so I'm always really hesitant to actually use that word, but I suppose there is a little bit of a philosophical aspect.
It's all right. I've bestowed it upon you. It's not you. Does it feel less kind of boastful if I bestow that on your lyrics for you?
Much. I should just take it. I should just accept that peacefully. Thank you.
Yeah. Next time, next album, inside the album cover, you can say Cat from WRS says, and then you can put that in a quote from me. Your ninth studio album was called Never Not Together, which you released in November of 2019. And then you were going to do a world tour at the very beginning of 2020. Am I right in saying that this is the world tour that you may have postponed of 2020?
Right. This is the second half. So that... truncated halfway.
You did start.
Yeah. We started. We did half of what we set out to do. And one day in Manchester, I'm walking with Sarah, our merch person, and at the beginning of, she had to go. She went home a day before in London, and we're like, well, because she lives in the States and was worried about getting out. And we're like, we're going to finish this tour. And the very next day in the morning, we're like, definitely finishing this tour, and by soundcheck we're like going home tomorrow.
Oh wow.
It all happened really quickly, and as you remember, probably everybody was learning as they went, you know. It's like the show must go on versus caution. Sorry, I interrupted you.
The irony of an album Never Not Together, though, just before a pandemic must have hit you at some point. Yeah, okay, all right, just checking in on that.
Definitely. Accidental and ironic.
Just before I let you go, I heard you once mention that there was, this was like a decade ago or something, that there was a Swiss person that once broke into one of your gigs and fell through the ceiling. Do you remember that incident? And have you been back to Switzerland since that happened?
Well, what's funny is that did not happen in Switzerland. That happened in Atlanta, Georgia. And I don't remember what part of Switzerland this person was from. But yeah, we were backstage, relaxing before a show, and this person fell through the ceiling. I think they didn't have a ticket. I believe there were tickets for sale, and this person did not appear particularly to not be able to afford a ticket. I think they were drunk and adventurous and decided to crawl into an air conditioning shaft. I don't know how they got up there, but yeah, they fell through the ceiling, and it was funny because thankfully they didn't get hurt. And,
yeah.
Everybody was laughing, the intruder included. It was awesome.
Part of me really hopes that they're listening and that they do go to the Alhambra this Thursday and watch your gig there.
That would be great, from the ceiling. Yes.
Thank you so much for spending some time with me, telling me all about, I guess, the last few decades of music and what you enjoy playing. If we were to play any song next, what would you like us to play?
Come Get Me.
Okay, I think we can organize that. Matthew, awesome. Nadasurf, thank you so much. Thanks for telling us all about it. Have a great gig on Thursday.
Thank you so much. All right, take care.
Take care. Bye.